The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
So we had a great time over at CPAC, and it was really a different kind of event this year. I think conservatives.
Okay. Conservatives, we're live. We are live. Okay. Sorry, folks. We got a little technical issue here, but, you know, those things happen. You're trying to work it out as we speak. So we'll be doing the show one way for a few minutes, and then we'll switch up and hopefully get our equipment online here. But Ted Cruz dropped out of the race yesterday, out of the GOP race, which we were expecting. I mean, it's really interesting though that Donald Trump had been was supposed to be behind in Indiana, and behind by as many as 20 points a couple of weeks ago. And for him to win by 20%, I think it's unheard of. It's unheard of with three people in the race. Now, Kasich is the governor next door, and he couldn't muster anything. You know, this Kasich guy, the more I think about Kasich, the more I think of a little mouse who's just nibbling around, waiting to get the cheese. It's not going to happen, Kasich. You know, I tell you, I never liked Kasich, and I don't like him even more today because of his shenanigans in this race. He's not going to get the nomination. We don't like Republicans like Kasich. Hey, it still says remote busy, Keith, and I'm connecting to everything else. So, looking at not only, you know, Donald winning last night by 20 points, I mean, what can you say? You know, people spoke. You know, the women spoke, conservatives spoke, blacks spoke, everybody spoke. And I've been telling people all the time that Donald Trump is the real deal. He's the real deal. I've been saying that. I've said that since last May. So, you know, I had a few clips that we were trying to run. Don't know what's going on with that. But I'm looking at this race, and now it's about Hillary. It's about going after Hillary Clinton. You know, I saw a few clips yesterday and today about Hillary and the coal miners, and she told these people, basically, we're going to put you out of work. It's like Obama. We're going to put the coal miners in Kentucky out of work, and we're going to retrain them for new jobs. Who in the hell does he think he's talking to? There are no new jobs. There are no new industries. You know, these people are constantly trying to control the American people. Those people will be on welfare. That's what Barack wants. He wants them on welfare so he can control them. That's what the government wants. And the Democrats, I mean, we live in a dangerous time. And we live in a dangerous time because People want to control our lives. What did Nancy Pelosi say? We know what's better for you than you. I will never forget that as long as I live. We know what's better for you than you. I was shocked. And the media didn't even hone in on it. Why? Because they don't want you to wake up. They don't want you to get informed. And I had someone tell me, well, you need to look at TV more and get your news from TV. You don't find out what's going on TV. I don't find out what's going on television. I find out what's going on because I read. I connect the dots like other people like me. In fact, we're going to have some guys on who connect dots. Oh, here we go. We're connected now. Okay, we're going to switch.
Hey, Keith, let's switch to the Comrex. Keith? All right. So, this is much better. So, sitting here, we're going to talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton and her telling those miners, oh, well, you know, don't worry. We're going to retrain you. I was taken out of context. You know, Hillary is lying. Crooked Hillary. I can't wait to launch this thing because I can't stand Hillary Clinton. I can't stand Hillary Clinton at all. I mean, I didn't like Barack Obama. And I used to say I hate Barack Obama like I hate Ohio State. But I hate Hillary way more than I hate Ohio State. But, you know, I only hate Ohio State during football season, the last Saturday of November. Other than that, I am an Ohio State fan. Let me rephrase that. I am an Ohio State fan. I love the way they play. I love the way those boys, you know, tackle the game. You know, one of my favorite coaches was Woody Hayes. Just like one of my favorite coaches, Bobby Knight, and you know, and all his disciples, you know, the guys at Duke and whatever. But you know, I mean, hey, you have to love Woody. In fact, you know, Bo was a Woody guy. So Bo Schembechler, for those of you who don't know Bo was a Woody guy. So, but Hillary has said, hey, you know, I'm the coal miners. I mean, and she thinks that she, you know, these people forget that we have video. No, I don't think they forget we have video. They don't care we have video. They just stand up and lie. And they lie. And they lie. And they forget. They don't want to deal with the fact that they got caught on video lying. You know, Hillary's like, oh, well, I didn't say that. I was taken out of context. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. But she was confronted in a roundtable by a man. And this is in West Virginia. He's recently unemployed. And he said, in a CNN town hall last March, you said X. And Hillary was like, oh, no, well, I was taken out of context. And this is what she said. We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. In response, Hillary admitted that her comment was a misstatement. She's a lie. And we're going to have some guys on later today on the show talking about why that statement is a lie from Hillary Clinton. But this man asked her, he said, how could you say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then tell us you're going to be our friend? Wow. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Rodham Clinton. This woman is dangerous. You hear me? So this is what I'm going to play. You know, when I say she's dangerous, I'm going to make my point by playing this little clip on Hillary. Listen.
Economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim? And we're going to make it clear that we don't want to forget those people. Those people labored in those mines for generations, losing their health, often losing their lives to turn on our lights and power our factories. Now we've got to move away from coal and all the other fossil fuels. But I don't want to move away from the people who did the best they could to produce the energy that we relied on. So whether it's coal country or Indian country,
just lying. lying. See, they want to move us from coal and triple our energy rates with this clean energy nonsense. Clean energy doesn't work. Solyndra went out of business. Yeah, I mean, we gave the Tesla guy, Elon Musk, Barack gave him something like $20 billion. Folks, not $20 million, $20 billion. Do you realize that there are very few companies capitalized at $20 billion? That was taxpayer money that capitalized this country, not stockpayer money, not stockholders' money. This was taxpayer funds. Barack Obama is a crook. They dip in the U.S. Treasury like it's their own personal kitty. It's called stealing. It's what it's called. They steal from the American people. The kids in Chicago, the school system in Chicago is broken. It's broken for a number of different reasons. But the bottom line is the kids get an inferior education than kids in the surrounding suburbs. They don't have computers. Their computers are still running on Windows. I think it's Windows 2000 or something, I was told a couple of years ago. They haven't upgraded. You know, and then kids that go to New Tierra, why should the black kids get extra consideration when they're just because they're black? Well, you know, I hate the NAACP. And I hate Operation Push, and I hate Jesse Jackson. And the reason I hate these people is because they don't tell the truth. The truth is we've gone backwards since 1968 and Dr. King died. We haven't focused on being better, taking what this country gives us and building on this country. All these new so-called black leaders do is complain. We did more before the civil rights movement with less than we've ever done. That's why Lyndon Baines Johnson was terrified of the civil rights legislation. He said that these Negroes, he called them Negras or Niggas, if they ever get equal opportunity, they will run all over the white man. Lyndon Baines Johnson was quoted as saying that all the time, which is the reason he didn't vote. He took all the enforcement clauses out of the Civil Rights Bill of 57 and 60. We were an industrious people. They always talk about the Mexicans. Oh, the Mexicans are hardworking people. They come over here. They work so hard. They work. You know, bullshit. I'm bull. Bull. The bottom line is they Mexicans were stereotyped as taking siestas under a sombrero. Now all of a sudden they're hardworking people. Bull. We're talking about cheap labor here. Woo, boy, I got wound up this morning. But I'm just telling the truth. This Hillary Clinton shit got me... got me going. But look, come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Trump. Play a little bit more Trump and his acceptance speech from Indiana. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. Are you tired of the healthcare traffic jam? Well, I am. Today, Americans face high premiums and higher deductibles before the insurance company pays a plug nickel towards their medical bills. Break free of the Obamacare debacle and take control of your healthcare needs. Join the Liberty HealthShare movement. Liberty HealthShare is showing Americans an efficient way to share their healthcare costs. Liberty HealthShare is exempt from the Obamacare Act. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's share healthcare for good. Go to my website at libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. Or call us at 888-622-3511. That's 888-622-3511. And ask to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take control of your healthcare needs today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, here we go. It's Charles Butler's show, and the reality check with Charles Butler. So go out and check Twitter, Charles Butler 52. Check Facebook, Charles Butler Conservative. We're out there tweeting and Facebooking, and check my website, The Reality Check with Charles Butler. You know, that I found the raw footage of the coal miner and Hillary. And, you know, he spends about a minute and a half just talking. This is why I couldn't be a politician, because these people, you know, they're so, you know, I get to the point. It takes a minute and a half to get here. Okay, listen to this. This is the coal miner.
And, well, my hope rests in God, because God is my provider. He used to use coal for that, and he doesn't do that right now. He uses her as a small business owner, as a photographer, to do that. The reason you hear those people out there saying some of the things that they say is because when you make comments like, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs, these are the kind of people that you're affecting. This is my family. And while my hope is in God, that's my future. I want my family to know that they have a future here in this state, because this is a great state. I've lived my entire life here. West Virginians are proud people.
All right, stop crying. All right. Now Hillary's going to go say her 2 cents.
I didn't actually
watch
her.
Okay, we got
those people out there.
This guy's talked for like 4 minutes.
I didn't mean that we were going to do it.
Okay, listen.
Misstatement, because what I was.
Listen.
You know, how to explain it other than.
And then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend. Because those people out there.
Okay, this is good. Listen to this. Here we go.
I
get to the point, man.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs, and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend, because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
I know that, Bo. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time, and I did put out a plan last summer. And it was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that that seems to be supported by the facts. I didn't mean that we were going to do it. What I said was that is going to happen.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You heard her. I gave you the quote. I gave you the CNN piece where she was at a CNN town hall. She said, we're going to put coal miners out of work. You know, we need green technology. And she said, no, I really didn't mean it.
Unless we take action to try to help and prevent it. So I don't mind anybody being upset or angry. That's a perfect...
Hold on. Let's listen to this again. Because on one hand, when she's at the CNN town hall, she said, we're going to put them out of work. You know, we need green technology. These people are, you know, they're just, you know, they're clouding up. They're killing our environment. They're, you know, they're putting people, and then she says, well, I made a mistake. But let's listen to Hillary again, and then we're going to talk about this.
If you're going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that that seems to be supported by the facts. I didn't mean that we were going to do it. What I said was that is going to happen unless we take action to try to help and prevent it. So I don't mind anybody being upset or angry. That's a perfect right for people to feel that way.
This chick is just, she just lied. She just lied to this man's face. She looked him right in the face. And it's kind of like Barack Obama when he passed Obamacare. And this lady, I'll never forget, this little lady got up and she said, Mr. President, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I read the Obamacare Act. And she said, and it says in there clearly that I can't keep my doctor and I can't keep my network, and I'm losing control of my health care. And Barack looked her dead in the face. He said, well, you can keep your doctor and you can control your health care. Well, you guys out there know that he was lying. Yes, he lied. He also lied about illegals being able to get health care. Illegals are getting better health care than our veterans today. Have been for a long time. It is an embarrassment. It is a disgrace. But that's what you elected. And you're going to elect if you elect Hillary Clinton. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have Stephen Goddard with us, a climate change denier who appeared in the film Climate Hustler. So stay tuned. We'll have a lively discussion.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and effective manner. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's change healthcare for good. Go to my website, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler, or dial 888-622-3511, 888-622-3511 to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take care of your health care needs for your family and you today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Charles Butler's show. Oh, Hillary Clinton and old crooked Hillary. Let's listen to crooked Hillary.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean, renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend, because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
I know that, Bo. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time, and I did put out a plan last summer, and it was a misstatement.
Yeah, sure it was, Hillary. You got busted. Hey, we're going to bring on my good friend Steve Goddard, and Steve is a climate change denier. He was in the movie Climate Hustle. He spoke and was in several times. His information was discussed, and he was on screen, on air screen. Hey, do you get a SAT card for that, Steve?
No, not this time.
Yeah, you got to apply for your SAG card, man. You got screen time. So, hey, look, man. Yeah, no, Screen Actors Guild, seriously. Hey, check this out, though. What did you think of those two clips? Did Hillary not get busted?
Yeah, I think that was pretty blatant. It kind of reminded me of that time she told that story about landing in Bosnia under fire. And then, you know, explained in great detail about how they had to duck and run for cover. And it turned out it was all false. And later on, she said pretty much the same thing, that she misspoke. Like that's kind of a common pattern.
No, that's called a lie. I'm sorry. It's called a lie, not misspoke. That was a lie, Hillary.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you about that, Charles.
Well, look, you know, let's talk a little bit about the movie. I saw this movie the other day, folks, and I've been tweeting about it. It's called Climate Hustle. And the movie was narrated by a guy named Mark Maroney. And the movie had all of these noted scientists, and present company included, talking about how NASA and other climate or atmospheric agencies are fudging data, fudging temperatures, and it's okay. It's okay to misrepresent the numbers. It's okay to misrepresent the temperatures. So, Steve, pick up for
me. Yeah, if you go back in time about 40 years and you look at what the temperature record looked like back then, it was very different. There was a study done by the National Academy of Sciences around 1974-75, and similar reports from the National Center for Atmospheric Research here in Boulder, Colorado, which showed that there was a lot of global warming from around from late 1880s to about 1940, and then there was a very strong global cooling after that from 1940 to the 1970s, which basically erased all of the 1900 to 1940 warming. So essentially there was no warming from 1900 to 1970 in those official government graphs. But if you look at the current NASA graphs and NOAA graphs, they don't show that cooling anymore. They show warming to about 1940, and they show a period of flat from 1940 to 1970, and then they show this, you know, very strong spike after 1970, which is not really matched in the satellite record. It's very different. So it's pretty plain that the temperature record has been highly altered over the past few days.
But by whom?
So it's done mainly by NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Aeronautics Administration, but then NASA goes and adds some of their own manipulations on top of that. But you can go back in the Internet Archive and find their old graphs. They erased them from disk themselves, but you can go back in the archives and find their old graphs, and you can see how they steadily change. What they keep doing is they keep cooling the past. Temperatures from before about 1970 keep getting cooled in subsequent versions, and then temperatures after 1970 keep getting warmed. So, and actually, if you can see that about what they did, if you go back to the 2001 versions of NASA's global temperature graph and compare it with the current versions, the 1880 to 2000 warming has actually been doubled just by altering the data. And this is critically important because, so like in the movie, you know, the movie was very effective, except for one thing. The problem is they showed how satellites show that there's been no warming for the past 20 years. You know, that's an important point. But the problem with that is that, you know, then alarmists come in and say, well, you know, that's not true. We've got this graph from NASA showing how things are warming really quickly during that period. And in order to really counter that attack,
You know, we have to get the message out that the NASA data is not reliable, that they've altered it, and it's not credible.
Wow. That says a lot, because, you know, we put a lot of faith in NASA. For me, growing up as a, you know, as a kid, a product of the 50s and 60s, you know, NASA is one of those institutions that that you put up on a pedestal, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you say that NASA's data is manipulated, it just, you know, it does something to me. I mean, what else can be manipulated? I mean, I expect the rest of the government to be corrupt, but not NASA.
Well, you know, a few years ago, about 50 of NASA, you know, the people you're talking about, NASA's people with the right staff, their top scientists and engineers from the 1960s and 1970s, wrote a very scathing letter to the current NASA management about how their global warming stuff is ruining the agency's reputation. And, you know, they built this great agency, who did these great things, sent men in the moon in 1969 and the early 1970s, and now the current management is wrecking everything with this global warming scam.
Well, you know, Barack Obama, if you want to deal with someone, this guy is out to, in my opinion, just ruin the country. That's what he does. That's what he's doing. That's who he is. And, you know, what can you say? You know, what can you say? Barack,
yeah,
insane Obama.
Yeah, I totally agree with you about that, Charles.
So, what, you know, the movie Climate Change, you were in it. You were on the Hill. You went to the reception with Sarah Palin, because, folks, in this movie, the movie debuted April 14th on Capitol Hill. They showed it. Where was it shown on Capitol Hill? Was it, you know, in the Capitol itself, in the in audience? Where did you guys set up, and how many people attended?
It was in one of the House hearing rooms in the Rayburn Office Building.
Then that was small. That was real small then.
Yeah, it only holds a couple hundred,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe two or 300 people. Yeah.
Did any of the people come down? The you know, the senators and congressmen, did they come over?
There might have been. Not real sure. I was sitting with Steve Malloy from Junk Science. We had a good time there.
You had a good time, huh? Good.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. The reception was great. You know, lots of great hors d'oeuvres.
What about
people were coming up to me after in the reception and saying, "Don't I know you from somewhere?" I said, "Well, you probably just saw me in the movie."
Don't you love it?
Yeah.
Don't you just love it? I tell you, oh man, I got a nice little post on my out here in the community, the GCN community, and this is what they call me. This is what this guy called me, a freaking American in something. He called me an ignorant ass Negro. Oh, I love it. I love it.
There you go. You gotta love these progressives, don't you?
Oh yeah, I do. They're just so so smart.
And enlightened too.
Yeah, they're so enlightened. You know, they're just backwards. I can't stand them. I can't stand liberals, and you know, and I detest most Democrats because they're so stupid. But hey, look. Climate change, you know, this movie, Climate Hustle, when and where can people see it again? Because, you know, we saw it Monday night. It was in 450 theaters around the country. And where are they going to broadcast this again? Do you know where are they going to, you know, distribute it again?
I haven't talked to Mark or Craig Rucker from CFAX since the movie, but before the movie, he had lunch with Craig, and he said that if the movie does really well in the one-night showing they have, there's a pretty good possibility that they'll have a repeat performance. And my understanding is it did extremely well. I was at a theater in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, that was basically full. The theater in Fort Collins was full, and I had friends who saw it in Rockville, Maryland. It was sold out there.
Hold on a second.
I've heard that.
I was just telling the producer to answer the phone. Go ahead.
So the my understanding is that it generally did really well around the country, so hopefully they'll have a repeat performance. But I don't have any information about that right now. I do know that it will be coming out on DVD later in the year.
Okay. Yeah, let's bring on Steve from Milwaukee. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Steve. Hello? Steve? Steve from Milwaukee.
Good morning. Let me turn the volume down on my machine here.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you say, what else can be manipulated? And one of the things I'd like to suggest be manipulated is sea level. I think
that's right.
Steve Goddard there knows what my views on that. I'd also like to mention that I went to see the movie. And
hey, guys, look, we got to go to break. The music's playing. We got to go to break. We'll come back.
Okay.
Come back with Steve Goddard and Steve from Milwaukee. So hang in, folks.
Hi, this is Charles Butler. Are you tired of the healthcare traffic jam? Well, I am. Today, Americans face high premiums and higher deductibles before the insurance company pays a plugged nickel towards their medical bills. Break free of the Obamacare debacle and take control of your healthcare needs. Join the Liberty HealthShare movement. Liberty HealthShare is showing Americans an efficient way to share their healthcare costs. Liberty HealthShare is exempt from the Obamacare Act. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement today. Let's change healthcare for good. Go to my website at libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. Or call us at 888-622-3511. That's 888-622-3511. And ask to speak to a Liberty Share expert. We're waiting to show you how to take control of your healthcare needs today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Charles Butler Show. Folks, don't forget about Liberty HealthShare. Go out to our website, libertyhealthshare.org/Charles Butler. Sign up for your own health care. Take control of your health care needs and your health care costs. You'll lower them substantially. Keep your own doctor, keep your own network, do whatever you need to do medically for you. Anyway, that's, I like that. Hey, look, we're going to bring back Steve Goddard, who is a climate change denier and appeared in the movie Climate Hustle. And we're also going to bring on a caller from Milwaukee. And Steve from Milwaukee. Hey, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning again. Yeah, I think before the music started playing, talk about my favorite subject that Steve Goddard knows is sea level. And also the other topic is that movie. It was sold out here in Milwaukee. I know I bought my ticket well over a week ago, and it was Theater 3, and when I got there, they changed it to Theater 4 because Theater 4 is bigger. And I think it was about a 250-capacity theater, and they came in and announced that it was sold out, and won't you all please, you know, scooch together. And we all did. I was very surprised, and in all the comments that I've read on Steve's website and some others, a lot of people were saying it was sold out around the country. And 400 theaters at $15 a ticket and probably between 1 and 200 people in those theaters, I think it grossed over $1 million. Have we got a number on that yet?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I've done estimates myself, and they're about the same range as what you came up with, Steve.
Okay. So, Steve and Steve, you know each other?
Yes.
Steve, Steve. Yeah, we're talking to each other.
Yeah, Steve's been posting on my website, comments on my website for a long time.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so, you know, I've heard that it was sold out around the country. The movie theater that I was in was in Holland, Michigan, and it was about half full. But most of the people said that they didn't hear about it. They just happened to hear about it. So, and these were older people. It was really interesting. It was a much older crowd where I was. What was the age of the people where you guys were?
Who's going to go?
Yeah, out here in Colorado, it seemed like a pretty typical movie-going crowd. I saw quite a few families. People brought their children.
Okay.
I go to the movies regularly, and the movie crowd, there are a lot of old people in all the movies. But this one, there were, you know, all people my age. I'm retired, And I did see a few young people, and I wondered if they weren't some people from the other side that were willing to plunk down $15 to see what was going on, because there were a couple hippie-looking guys. And I didn't get to talk to them after the show, but I suspected there were a few curious ones.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one heckler in the theater in Highlands Ranch. He yelled, "Wake up, America," and he got shouted down pretty rapidly.
Did he leave?
No, he didn't leave, but he shut up real quick.
You know, it's amazing. These guys really think that they have something to say that someone wants to hear. I mean, it just amazes me that they're so egregiously self-important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, they're these same people who have been walking around for centuries, you know, signs, the end is near.
Yeah.
You know, they always think the world's about
and they're
keepers of some very important information.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that was really interesting in the movie was about the predictions and how these guys were making these predictions, like in 2010 you'll be able to tie your boat to the Washington Monument, Congress will be underwater, the Capitol building will be underwater, and those things didn't happen, so the people looked bad. So then they started lengthening out the projection so that we would never live to see if the projection came through, like in 2110, you know, blah 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 will happen. You know, I mean, it's just outrageous and unconscionable that we're spending the kind of money we're spending on. You know, my thing is, how does a guy like Elon Musk get capitalized to the tune of $20 billion? You know how many companies, few companies are capitalized at $20 billion. Anyway.
Yeah, I just posted this morning on my blog an article from 1947. It was a scientist, well, one of the best known scientists at the time, talking about how the Arctic had warmed 10 degrees from 1900 to 1947, and everything was melting, and that sea level rise was going to drown all the coastal cities, and that they needed money to study it. That was 70 years ago, and they're saying exactly the same things now.
Right. Hey, well, look, Steve, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate you, man. Good job in the movie. Apply for your SAG card. Thanks for calling in,
right,
Steve, from Milwaukee. Hey, folks, we're going to have Dr. Bonacore with us. He was also a participant in the movie, and we'll be talking.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.